Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special teaching, You've Already Got It, was recorded at the 2013 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
Some of the greatest miracles I've ever seen happened when I felt nothing. David and I went up and prayed for a woman in Chicago, and this woman had seen me on television 1 week before. Her family brought her. She was in a wheelchair. She had cancer, and she was so far gone that she was on all this pain medication and stuff, and she was just skin and bones, and she was in this wheelchair. She couldn't even stay awake. I'd try and talk to her, and she'd start to talk, and she'd fall asleep. And she was out of it, and her family brought her. They hadn't listened to the word. They didn't know anything about healing. There was no way for me to solicit a response from her because she was doped up. And so I didn't know what to do. I just kneeled down and prayed a prayer. Didn't feel a thing. And I started to tell David this, but I've learned enough that you're hung by your tongue. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And I thought, I said, I'm not going to say it even though I feel it. But I thought this woman's going to die because she's too little too late. She doesn't know anything about the word. And nobody there was believing God. They were just wishing and hoping and praying. And so I started to tell David, I said, man, this lady's going to die. But I didn't say anything. And anyway, it was either 2 or 3 months later, and we were in Houston, and a woman comes and jumps up on this platform. She says, remember me? And I said, nope, I don't. And she says, I'm the woman in Chicago that was in the hotel room. You came and prayed for me. And my jaw nearly hit the floor. That woman was miraculously healed. And you know what? I didn't feel a thing. And I've learned enough to keep my mouth shut and not go by what I feel and not empower your feelings by speaking things. The 6th chapter of Matthew, Jesus said, take no thought saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? Wherewith shall we be clothed? I'm taking a little bit of liberty with this, but you'll remember this if you'll pay attention. This is the way you take a thought, is by saying it. He said, take no thought saying, what shall we eat? Just don't say it. Kenneth Hagin used to say, you can't keep a bird from flying over your head, but you can keep him from landing on your hair and making a nest. You can't necessarily keep a thought of doubt and unbelief from coming, but you know what? You can certainly keep it from dominating you if you quit saying it, if you quit speaking it out your mouth. You empower things when you speak it. There's times that I don't feel anything. There's some times that I've ministered and I've gone home and thought, man, I hope somebody got something out of that, but I didn't get a thing out of it. And you know what? I'll have people come up nearly every time and say, man, that changed my life. God spoke to me, and I've just learned that, praise God, God can do things beyond my feelings. Brothers and sisters, we're just super carnal. We're going by our sense knowledge. And I'm trying to get across, and this is what I've spent a long time introducing this tonight, but I'm trying to get across that God has already done everything. If you need the encouragement and joy, it's already on the inside of you. The fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5:22, is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. That's what's in your spirit, and it's there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You never lose your joy. What you do is quit walking in the Spirit and you get into the flesh. You get to going by what you feel, what you see. Your mind is focused on external things. And I saw a bumper sticker that says, if you aren't depressed, you aren't paying attention. And you know what? If all you're looking at is in the natural realm, that's true. But if you look in the spiritual realm, if you look in the Word of God, and if you learn to see who you are in Christ, there is zero reason for you to be depressed and discouraged. I mean, even if you die. I prayed with some people over here tonight that were supposed to be dead, and if God didn't heal them tonight, they'll be dead. Somebody says, well, that's a reason to be depressed. Why? Paul said, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. We sing the songs, when we all get to heaven, what a day that'll be. And then the doctor tells you you're going and you cry. You know what? If you were spiritually minded, I don't care if you're facing death. You could rejoice and say, I know it's God's will for me to be well. He's put this power on the inside of me. I'm resisting the devil. He's fleeing from me. I'm going to be well and rub the devil's nose in it. But if for some reason I didn't receive what he's already done, I'm going to die and be with the Lord. And you could still rejoice. There is zero reason for you to be discouraged over anything. Amen. I know some of you don't believe that. Look over here in Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians is a great book. And this book is written from the viewpoint that I'm trying to get across here tonight. The book of Ephesians is radically different than the body of Christ in the way that we're doing things today. He starts off, and I'm not going to read the first and second verses because I've preached an hour and a half on those before. I'm going to skip right to verse 3, and it says, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. This says he has already blessed you. How many times do you ask God to bless you? Why are you asking God to do something that the Bible says he's already blessed you with all spiritual blessings? And the Amplified Bible says all spiritual and earthly blessings. Some people take this, you know, all spiritual blessings and say it's in some type of an ethereal realm and it's not reality and we really don't have it. This is just old King James for saying God's already blessed you. He hath already blessed you with everything. You've already got it. Why are you asking God to bless you if the Bible says you're already blessed? Why are you asking God to heal you if the Bible says you're already healed? People say, oh, because I'm sick. Well, I better stick with this or I'll get off the subject. So anyway, I'll deal with that before this weekend's out. But this says he's already blessed you. You're already blessed. It's in heavenly places. You know where that is? That's not up there. That's right here. Heaven moved on the inside of you. You'll hear people pray this prayer and say, Oh God, rend the heavens and come down. That's Isaiah chapter 64, somewhere right around there. Rend the heavens and come down. God, we ask you to just send your power. And people think, what's wrong with that? He rent the heavens and he came down through Jesus and he has never left. Jesus is here in this room with us tonight. Jesus is in every born-again believer. And for you to say, rend the heavens and come down is, in a sense, denying that he's already done it. It was appropriate for Isaiah to pray that. It's inappropriate for us. It was appropriate for people in the Old Testament to pray for a double portion. If you've been around Pentecostalism, they'll have double portion night. Everybody come up here and you're going to get a double portion of the Spirit. That was appropriate for Elisha and Elijah because they only had a small portion of the Spirit. But every born-again believer who's received the baptism of the Holy Ghost has the fullness of the Godhead dwelling in you bodily. You're already blessed. You can't get twice as much from God. You can't get twice the anointing. You can't get twice as much faith. You could start using twice as much faith, maybe 100 times more faith. You could start using more anointing. You can increase how much you operate in it, but you can't get God to give you any more. The truth is, the fullness of the Godhead dwells in you bodily. Colossians chapter 2. Keep your finger right here in Ephesians and look over in Colossians, just a couple of books over. And in Colossians chapter 2, it says in verse 8, Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Brothers and sisters, this has happened in our church culture today. We've got religious traditions and doctrines of men that make the word of none effect. We aren't believing what the word says, and we've been spoiled. And in verse 9 it says, For in him, that's talking about in Jesus, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him. If you are in Him, you've already got the same power and the same anointing that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. It's not out there someplace. It's inside of us. I don't know how many of you remember all the spiritual warfare. Praise God, it's kind of on a wane in the body of Christ today. But man, there used to be spiritual warfare conferences where we had to clear a hole in the heavens over Phoenix so that we could get our prayers up to God. We had demons that were blocking our prayers, and there was a closed heaven, and we needed an open heaven. Any of you remember this? And you know, they would use Daniel chapter 9 and chapter 10, and it's true that there was a demonic power that kept his prayer for being answered for 21 days. But what they're missing is that in the new covenant, Jesus rent the heavens, came down. Satan has been stripped of all of his power. There are not demons over Phoenix that are blocking our prayers from getting out to God. Now, there are demons in Phoenix, and I believe that there are principalities and powers over Phoenix. I'm not denying that they exist. But I'm saying this whole concept that you got to get your prayers up to heaven shows that people don't believe that God moved down here and that the fullness of the Godhead dwells in us bodily. We'll say things like, that prayer didn't get above the ceiling. You don't need your prayer to get above your nose. That's the reason you bow your head when you pray, is so that you can look at God. Say, Father. This whole thing about trying to get our prayers up to God shows how much religious traditions we have and all of this stuff. Nothing's blocking your prayers from God except your unbelief, thinking that, oh God, I prayed and you haven't moved yet. That's because He moved 2,000 years ago and you haven't believed it yet. And you're asking Him to move and heal you, when the truth is He healed you 2,000 years ago. He put this raising from the dead power on the inside of you, and you haven't spoken to your mountain. You hadn't spoken to the problem. You're speaking to God and begging Him to do what He told you to do.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on You've Already Got It. This five-part series was recorded at the 2013 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar, and it's available for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM255 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries, and be sure to specify CD or DVD. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the first CD when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. Or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Also, be sure to check out the TV broadcast link to find out about the Gospel Truth TV program in your area.
I'd like to direct you towards our website. It's really good. I love this website, and our staff has done a great job with it. It's awmi.net, and on there you can get over 400 of my teachings absolutely free as downloads. They're MP3 downloads. You can watch over, I forget how many, but over 2,000 of our television programs, about something like 5,000 or 6,000 worth of our radio programs. We've got testimonies on there. We've got videos. We've got just a lot of things. It's a great website. It's awmi.net, and I encourage you to check it out.